ATS member, True American here again, and we just wanted to expand a little bit more on this crazy notion that I don't trust anybody not voting Ron Paul. I realize in the last one I may not have provided enough detailed information that ATSers like to make a case for why I don't trust anyone not voting Ron Paul. But in this one, I want to go through some of the issues relate that back to the title of the thread so that maybe people can gain a clearer understanding of where I'm coming from and why. But Ron Paul is very aware of the issue of NAFTA, the World Trade Organization, and particularly this superhighway that they're talking about building across America with Mexico and Canada, and the whole issue of uniting the continent to compete against the European Union, which the euro, of course, has overtaken the dollar for a while now, and it's got people wondering, you know, what we can do to compete. But the bottom line is, I don't know if a lot of people realize that to do a superhighway like that, the amount of eminent domain property that is going to be seized by the government across the country for this superhighway to go in is a huge issue, and inevitably would probably become the largest eminent domain seizure in recent history, or maybe even history at all. If you think about the kind of land it's going to take and pathways that are going to have to be cut, but mostly property that's going to have to be seized in order for that highway to go in, there's just no way. I have no interest whatsoever in becoming, you know, I like America the way it is. Why do we have to unite Canada and Mexico in order for us to have freer trade with these countries to let the trucks go through? No. Too many people are going to suffer through that eminent domain loss that, you know, it just does not make sense to me at all. And therefore, bringing it back around to the title of the thread, if you believe that, you know, that's going to help America and do anything to increase our sovereignty and culture, then I'm sorry. It goes against the very nature, I think, of what the Founding Fathers intended for the sovereignty of this country and how it is to be maintained. But anyway, moving on, you know, Ron Paul is extremely protective over our borders, and he wants to secure our borders immediately, which is something that a lot of us have been calling for quite some time. We don't want to just talk about it and, you know, appropriate funds for pieces of border fencing. We want to get the damn border locked down and secure first. Ron Paul realizes this. I love the man for that. You got to get the border secure first and then worry about controlling the traffic to and from the border. Once that situation's in place, then maybe we can look at doing some things that make sense with the illegals that are here. What those are exactly, I'm not sure, but he is clear on one thing. He wants to end amnesty, forget amnesty, and he also wants to end birthright citizenship, which I happen to agree with wholeheartedly. Again, going back towards maintaining the sovereignty of the country. And if you're on the other side and feel like you want to, you know, I just feel like, you know, anybody who's not down for that, with the problems that we have and that have accumulated over the years, the whole business of, you know, illegals at the hospitals and the issue of, you know, taxpayer supported health care essentially for illegals, you know, we got to do something about this. And there's nobody else that's come up with anything that I see that's going to end this problem. He wants to pass true immigration reform. The current reforms are just ridiculous. I mean, our system has a way to legally admit immigrants that is consistent with what the system can support. It's just another issue that, again, I say, if you're on the other side of it, I tend to believe there's probably going to be a reason. You're benefiting somehow from illegal labor, and you don't want your little piece of the pie disturbed. This is one of the reasons, again, for the title of the thread. I just, at this point, through all the issues, especially when it comes to reducing the size of government, getting the government out of our lives, which is a real good thing, and I just believe that he is the logical choice to take care of these problems. And if you're not on his team and down the Constitution, there's probably something that you're doing that you realize would be gone if good old Ron Paul steps up to the plate and puts this country back on track the way the Founding Fathers intended. And, you know, that's just too bad. You're going to have to get over it. But there's an invite for people that are doing that to realize what they're doing and somehow stop it or get out of it. And I think those people that do that are people that I could trust. If you see the light here and you see why he's going to fix or try damn sure hard. He's been trying forever in Congress to correct some of these problems the right way, according to the Constitution, what the Constitution said, and get government out of screwing with stuff that they had no business doing in the first place. This is why I feel like, just with the current state of affairs and as far gone as the country is economically, foreign policy-wise, and domestic program-wise, I think this guy is the one who really understands how to get all of this back on track. I don't know that it would happen overnight. I don't think it's going to, but this is the guy for the job. And if you can't see that, then again, I say, I have a strong suspicion that you're probably into something on the other side of the fence. It was George Bush that said, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists, right? Well, I think it's Ron Paul saying about the same thing. You're either with the Constitution or essentially you very well may be a domestic enemy. Huh? Yeah, domestic enemy. You're not with the Constitution. You're doing things that are, you know, contrary to that and gotten all nice and tidy in your little special interest group or your military industrial complex stock. You just pulled another $3,000 check out of your securities from Halliburton or KBR or Blackwater or something like that. You know, leave it alone. Get out of that crap. Realize what you're doing. Come back to being a constitutionalist American and do the right thing. You know, that's why, again, I say, I don't trust anybody at this point in time that's not voting for Ron Paul because of what he represents, the ways that he intends to fix the country. It's what everybody around ATS has been talking about for so long. You know, this guy wants to do it. So just thought I'd expand on that a little bit. If you go to Ron Paul's page, ronpaul2008.com, and you click on the issues, you can go in depth and read the way that Ron Paul intends to handle most of the big issues facing us. Needless to say, on the Iraq War, I think he's dead on, in addition to pulling the troops home from all bases overseas. He's just got such a great tie-in, a great solution, I think, all around. to bring this country back on track. He spent so many years on the as a financing committee chair, so he really does understand how the country works, where the money comes from, where it's going, and the whole issue of him wanting to bring back the monetary system to a gold and silver based system with backed money. That's just a good thing. And if you've been reading about it and you know about the Federal Reserve and the banking system and how the elite have us under their little thumb, and it ain't so little, it's really a big thumb. But this guy's gonna try to take care of that. I don't know. It just seems like he's lined up so perfectly with the objectives that everybody's screaming about on all the important issues, that if you're not with Ron Paul, you're with the terrorists. This is TA out. I'll talk to you later.